Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's time. We have the owner of Detox Bar in Queens, New York, our special guest, Ms. Swami, so whose customers have lost over 3,500 pounds since August 2013. She's going to join in, and she's going to help you help yourselves. So sit back, and we're off the clock. Now, if this is your first time on Off the Clock, this is a program. It's kind of like our happy hour for great conversation. I will open up the chat room soon, I promise. We usually do current events, politics, entertainment, any general workplace issue is fair game, but not today. We have a special guest, but if you're in the chat room or live, you can feel free to leave your questions in the chat room. You can hit one while you're on the line and join us on the program, or you can send Kathleen a text or something. I'm just joking, Kathleen. Send us a text or something, or not on Twitter, someplace else that you can get us. But before I bring on our guest, let's bring in Kathleen. Let's see how she's doing. Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight.
That's good. That's good. You know, we have Amy that's going to join us from Atlanta, and I think Loki's calling in, but we don't know. His travel schedule is kind of crazy, so he's going to be here tonight. And, you know, I have some questions already, but I guess before we go any farther, we should just bring her in, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm so excited to talk to her tonight, as you can hear in my voice.
Hey, you know, she's not just a what do you call it, a friend. She's a client, like just how that like hair club thing goes up. Yeah, so I thought it'd be easy about bringing her in. Now, you know, she's the owner of Detox Bar, and you know, we talked about it where, you know, when she came on the news show. Matter of fact, I'm just going to bring her in. I was going to preempt it, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to bring in Swami. How are you? This is Jerome.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's really exciting. I look forward to for tonight as well as other nights with you guys. And your show is fantastic.
You know, it is my pleasure just from, you know, speaking with you before and finding out all the good things that you're doing. I really wanted to bring you on, give people the opportunity to ask questions, because I'm sure I'm not going to have a lot. Don't laugh, Kathleen. I'm sure I'm not going to have a lot of questions.
Yeah, like, right, sure.
Yeah, yes.
If we can get it, yeah, so, it's wise, Jerome, but whatever.
You know, I'm nervous around women. It's just, you know, I'm kind of shy, so don't worry about that.
Are you nervous around the good looking women, or are you nervous around the not so good looking women, or just all women in general? Which one is it?
I would say
I'm trying to get you in trouble.
I know. You know what I was gonna say? I already know that is a setup. So you know, I'm really good at this. Not gonna answer. But I want you to tell it. First of all. I won't even start off that way. I'll let you introduce yourself to the audience and what your business does. You're in Queens, located where you're located, and
we're actually the Detox Bar. We're located at 234-16 Linden Boulevard in Cambria Heights, Queens. So it's Linden Boulevard on the Queens side, not the Brooklyn side, but we have a ton of customers in Brooklyn. And what we do here is we don't only do weight loss. We actually do, we get health. We give health to our community. We get them back on track to healthy living and a healthy lifestyle. And we've had a lot of success because we don't tend to follow a protocol that necessarily calls for calorie counting or portion control. We just call for healthy eating. So we isolate those foods that bring inflammation to the body, those foods that bring mucus to the body, to throws it off balance, makes the liver and the kidneys and the organs work harder. Those are the foods that we take off of the, you know, take out of the program, and we incorporate those foods that, you know, help the body, helps the body to purge the toxins, as well as helps the organs to work less and to help to heal up those organs. Because usually when there's any kind of malady, any sickness, any disease, any issues with weight, that means that usually the liver, the kidneys, the endocrine glands, those are working overtime. And everybody knows that once something works overtime, you can't just not work it. You also have to give it a bit of rest, and you have to clean it out. It's just like, you know, we always use this analogy. You know, if you use your car, after a certain mileage, which is usually indicative of a certain amount of use, you take it to the mechanic so that you can get either an oil change, or you get a, you know, what they call a service or a tune-up, or you get, you know, especially if you have, you know, those newer model cars, they'll tell you, you know, it's time for a full service. So that means that you really need to get those spark plugs changed. You need to do like an intensive, you know, fuel injectors, everything. And that's what we do here, and we've done it with a great amount of success since August 2013 to February, because that's when we kind of stopped counting. Is 3,500 pounds lost in the community, and those are people that we've tracked. You know, there's some people who have fallen off of our detox, or fallen off of the program, got, you know, a little sidetracked or whatever, you know, life. That's how it goes sometimes. And but they still, they may not follow it to the letter of the law, but they still follow it. And we see weight loss results. And we see we've taken over 115 people off of blood pressure and diabetes medication. We've got one detox baby.
One detox baby? What?
You want to listen to that now, right?
Get a little T-shirt for that?
Say it again?
I said, did they get a T-shirt? Did you give them something?
Oh, well, actually, you know something? We saw her the other day. I went to church, and I saw her. But for a while, she could not conceive. And we cleaned her out, and we gave her some things that helped her, you know, help to support her reproductive organs and the fertility process. And, you know, so now we got a detox baby to our credit, too. So it's a good
one. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. I didn't know about the baby.
Yeah, we feel good about it. We really do. And but, you know, I tell people all the time, I mean, it's not the work that we do. It's the work that God has allowed us to do. So we're blessed to be in this position.
Yep.
And we take it.
Now, I wanted to talk about that first to ask you, what helped you make the decision to go into business to do that first? So I wanted to talk about the business part of it first to say, hey, you know what? This is needed in the community. I'm going to step out and make it happen. What did you see that pushed you to do?
Well, that's actually an excellent question. And what the catalyst to that hit very close to home. Unfortunately, I lost my father to cancer. And I was a consultant. I was in corporate America at the time. And I needed a place that I could send him, especially in my absence, where I could say, you know, I need you to, you know, give him this much parsley, this much this, you know, that, you know, what, you know, the typical anti-cancer regimens that, you know, in the holistic community. And there was nothing like that. And I found that to be not only sad but tragic, especially since diabetes, unfortunately cancer, are growing in our community. And so you would think that we would have somewhere like this that could answer to this increase, and we didn't. And I, after losing my father, I took some time off, and you know, found this really great space, and I said, you know, we're going to put it here, you know, and I approached the owners of the property with, you know, just kind of, you know, not really thinking that they would say yes, and they actually did, and then so the wheels were set in motion. And on our opening day, I know I wanted to call it the Detox Bar because we were going to do more of an alternative lifestyle. So we're going to do,
right.
we do the juices, we do everything that you can find from our competitors and the more commercial brands such as like the Juice Generation or Liquiteria or whatever. But we go the extra distance. So we get people who come in here, migraine headaches, and we have an answer for that. We have something called a Flu Buster. So if you're the first stage of a cold or you're right in the middle of it, you know, that's a drink that you have. We have a PMS buster. We've got a hair and skin formula. We've got a blood pressure tonic so that when your blood pressure is high and you walk in, and it is high while you're walking into the store, we have something to take it down. And we had a gentleman, and we sell a lot of that, by the way, but we have
I wanted to ask a question about that.
I've had that.
Like,
I've had that,
and it sure works. Because I wanted to say, you have to make sure that you don't bring it down too much, so you would have to have somebody to monitor how low somebody's blood pressure is.
Right, we have a blood pressure machine here, so that's not an issue. But the thing is that usually when someone comes in and they have all of the symptoms, which is like a terrible headache and a slight lightheadedness, and their eyes are very red, we know to give them something, and that particular product usually brings down the blood pressure by about 15 to 20 points. And then gradually overnight, probably by another, say, you know, an additional 10 points. And then we also give them something for maintenance to help them maintain lowering the blood pressure. And usually people who have high blood pressure usually have a blood pressure monitor at home. But if they don't, we have one here.
So when someone comes in for, you know, high blood pressure, for example, and they're on blood pressure medication, do you just usually say, okay, here's what we're going to do to take it down, and you should, I don't know the question to ask to say, you don't stop blood pressure medicine right off, I guess, but this is a way to wean yourself off, or do you just stop it by just taking what you have available? Since it does bring it down 15,
Good. That's an excellent question. But here's the scenario as it happens realistically. We never take anyone off of their medications because we never intervene with someone and their doctor. And we do that not sometimes. We do that out of respect sometimes, and I'm being very realistic. But we also do it because there are times when a person will come in and they won't necessarily do the blood pressure tonic because they feel it's easier to pop a pill. When you're dealing with that type of mindset, then they're not necessarily, you don't want to put the person in peril because their preference is what is expedient. You understand?
Yes, now,
you never want to take them off of their medication, but what you do tell them is, I'm giving you this because obviously if they're taking their medication and they're coming into me and their blood pressure is high, that must mean that the blood pressure medication is not meeting the needs of the patient.
Right.
So,
I was going to say, Kathleen, I know you probably want to jump in there someplace. I didn't want to go again. Kathleen.
Yeah, no problem, because I just want to jump in and just be a testimony, if you will, for the blood pressure tonic, because I happen to have gone in. I happen to have gone in and knew that my blood pressure was high on that particular day, and the Miss Swami was there. She did the pressure tonic for me. And by the time I left there, my headache was gone, blood pressure was down, I could feel it. And as a matter of fact, the next day we weren't able to, you know, the next day I wasn't feeling any problem either. And one of the things that happened for me, now I'm not, this is not for everybody, right? I'm not telling anybody to do this. But I went to the doctor and saw that my blood pressure was a little elevated. And it was up and down sometimes when you have a lot of stress, right? And what I noticed was the doctor wanted to give me a blood pressure medication for a blood pressure that goes up and down. And so I went one day, it was high. He wanted to put me on blood pressure medication right away. I didn't go on it. I went to the detox bar. And, you know, Ms. Swami worked with me on that and bringing the stress level down. And when I went back to the doctor was like, stop taking that medication right away. Stop taking that medication right away. And I was like, I never started. And he's like, well, thank God. Because now your blood pressure is at a point where if you were on it, you'd be fainting. So, and that was the thing, too, because when I went in and I told her about my blood pressure, she's like, make sure you go to the doctor. Let's check it out as well. Let's see what it is, and then we'll work with you, and then you go back and make sure. So he was screaming, get off the blood pressure medication.
Right. And so, you know, now you can chalk up one more happy customer. Then you made the list. Did you? Yeah, see? That's how it works. Now, I want to let the listeners know, you're listening to Off the Clock. We're here with the owner of the Detox Bar. You can call in at 909-265-9189. Hit 1 if you're already on the line. I want to say hey to everyone that's out there. If you want to put your questions in the chat room, that's fine. That's open. And we can go from there. All right, Swami, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's totally okay. The other thing is that one of the things that we love about Kathleen is that you know, at the end of the day, she was honest about the stress level that she was facing. A lot of times, people suffer with blood pressure, and they don't equate the stress variable to why their pressure is high. They kind of believe what it is Western medicine says, and they kind of think that, well, my blood pressure is high, like there's something wrong with their system. And it's not anything wrong with your system. It's that it is reacting to, you know, possibly incredible stress. You know, so one of the things that is extremely important with all aspects of your health, with all of the symptomology, is really understanding, you know, letting us know what's going on, whether it be us, whatever healthcare practitioner that you have. You know, don't just say, well, my blood pressure is a little high, because at the end of the day, we had a young lady who came in, and she said, you know, I think my blood pressure, she said, I think I have high blood pressure. So I said, you have high blood pressure or your pressure is high, which one? And so she looked at me and she said, well, I think my blood pressure is high. And I said, okay. And so she said, what's the difference? I said, the difference is that if you were to be on a beach, on vacation, relaxing, with not a care in the world, and your reading was 160 over 110, then your blood pressure is high. Then you have high blood pressure. You know, what happened with that young lady is that she had just lost her father 2 days prior, and her brother was just in an accident and fighting for his life. That's an incredible amount of stress. And so, therefore, your blood pressure is going to raise in response to that type of stress and stimulus. But it is not to say that after you account for that stress and after you account for that trauma and things get back to normal, that your blood pressure is not going to get back to normal. And the problem is is that a lot of times they put you on these blood pressure medications and you feel that you have blood pressure, high blood pressure, you know, just systematically, and you just keep using this stuff even when your blood pressure isn't high.
Right. Now I actually have a message, or this is a question from Melanie that says, does detox help the cumulative effects of stress? So is it just the detox that helps, you know, bring your blood pressure down? Like, everything's related to it, you know, like the hair tonic or, you know. Will a detox just help the cumulative effects generally with stress, or it doesn't matter, it's just going to bring your blood pressure down?
No, well, when you say the detox, you mean the blood pressure tonic, right?
Right,
or
yes.
The or do you mean the detox program that we have people on?
Well, I think the question was probably for the detox program, as I look at it again.
Okay.
It says
okay,
just
perfect.
A detox. I guess it's the program.
Right. So we definitely have a detox program, and that detox program, no matter what you come in for, whether it be weight, whether it be blood pressure, whether it be a sugar imbalance, kidney issues, whatever, the first thing we know is that we have to clean out the system, okay? And then the next step is then addressing or isolating what the issue or symptoms are. So you would always do the detox first.
Okay.
And then after your body starts to normalize and clean out, then we would see from there how high the blood pressure is. So, for instance, someone comes in and they are eating the wrong foods, they have a certain amount of weight, and their blood pressure is elevated. The reason why we do the detox and clean them out is because there's very strong possibility that once you put the person on the detox, clean them out, get those toxins out, help to lose that weight, the blood pressure balances itself out and there's no longer a blood pressure issue.
Right.
You know, so there. Once
yeah.
the system has been compromised, then everything else gets compromised. So the first thing we treat is the system as opposed to the symptom, and then from there we usually get to the cause of what the problem is.
Okay. And now, part of that question was, what are the core elements of a detox lifestyle? So I guess that would go into kind of how you're looking at the reason for the detox, right? So it's not a diet or anything. It's just saying, like, okay, here are some things that's going to help regulate your body a little bit more than it is a lifestyle of constantly having to detox.
Okay, well, the difference between a detox is, as we define it at the detox bar, that is a way to clean the body out so as to achieve balance.
Okay.
Okay, so you are cleaning. The reason why the body is in a diseased state is because it is out of balance. So we clean out and rebalance. And,
right.
That's
and how
really,
often should you do that?
It depends. It's very difficult to say because it depends on the person's adherence to a cleaner lifestyle. And by cleaner lifestyle,
okay.
we mean, and it doesn't only mean vegetarian, because we have a lot of vegetarians who come in here who are fighting obesity.
Right.
So let's look at some of the things that set the detox diet apart from the rest. There is no soy. There's no animal products except for fish. And it's fish and vegetables, and if you can do without the fish, you're encouraged to do so. There's no high fructose corn syrup, and there's no sugar. There's only natural sugars from fruits. There's no soda. There's no caffeine. There's no coffee. There's no additional hormones added to the diet. So there's no pork, beef, dairy, chicken, turkey, no goat, no flesh of any kind except for the fish, which usually has a low hormonal content.
Now, this is why you're on the program, right? You're saying, because I was out on Pepsi. I know Kathleen probably is laughing because I always grab Pepsi while I'm doing the show.
I am.
So I didn't want to throw a monkey wrench in anybody else's detox program, but you're just saying that if you're part of the program, this is how you detox your body generally, like not for, you know, I mean, you can still have the tonics, the hair tonics, the sleep tonics, the brain tonics kind of thing, but we're just talking about the whole body cleansing. Is
correct.
What you're
That's the,
saying.
So that
program.
Would be
okay.
The short term. That would be the short term adaptation to the detox program. However, and I'm going to give you a scenario, and you know, obviously your listeners also. There are times when we incorporate habits that create bad lifestyle habits. So, for instance, if I were to get a paycheck every week, although my paycheck is pretty small, but if I were to get a paycheck.
It's called being in business, right?
I were to get a paycheck every week, call it, let's say my paycheck is $400, okay? And I spend out everything to the extent where by the beginning of the following week, I need to get a loan to tie me over until the next payday. And then that next payday, I need to chop out some of that payday, chop out some of that $400 to pay off the loan, and then I only maybe have another $300 to work with, and I continue that cycle. At some point, there has to be an understanding that I'm making poor spending choices. Also, I need to, you know, I need a job with more money. But I'm also making poor spending choices and maybe not living within my means. And in doing so, what tends to happen is a vicious cycle ensues. And that's the same thing with the detox. So you go on a detox, you clean your system out, everything, you know, Your health is better, you're breathing better, your weight is better, you're exercising, you're looking good. You know, everything is in good top shape. You've been in the best shape of your life. And the minute you start, you know, being at your optimal health, that's when you think it's time for you to start eating ribs and this and that and chicken and, you know, bombarding your system with the stuff that, for lack of a better word, brought you to that place of toxicity to begin with.
Right.
All that's going to happen, excuse me, is that you're creating a vicious cycle. So you're going to be constantly on and off detoxes. You're going to constantly be on a weight roller coaster as opposed to adhering to a healthier lifestyle, anti-hormonal, anti-inflammatory, very low grains, if any, very low flour. And that includes, you know, wheat flour. I get a lot of people who come in and they say, no, I don't really eat rice. I eat brown rice. Well, all brown rice is white rice with a tan. That's all it is. I want you to think about it that way.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
That's not good. I want to jump in for a second and, you know, it's like I don't want to put my business all the way out there, but it's, you know, I try to say, oh, nobody notices, but everybody notices because they see me, right? But that's exactly what has happened to me, is that vicious cycle that Ms. Swami is talking about, that, you know, you get it all together and everything's looking great, you're feeling great, you're looking great, you know, your weight's in check, your blood pressure's in check, and then you say, oh, it's time for me to go to Cake Man Raven. It's time for me to go over, you know, let me just eat a little something. And the next thing, what I'm finding, one of the things that Ms. Swami and I talked about is that there, you know, some of the foods have an addictive quality to it. So if I cut the honey or the sugar or those things out, the starches and, you know, particularly sugars, then, you know, I'm good. But let me go to Cake Man Raven, and I get one hit of that red velvet cake with the sour cream icing, and I'm like, you know, jonesing for that for the next week, and then back on the cycle. So there's a mental element as well as knowing, you know, what the addictions are and what, Swami, what some of the things that you talked to me about are when your body is in that state of depletion, that you're craving certain things, and if you don't understand what you're craving, like if it's iron or if it's this or it's that, and you mistake it for salt or sugar or this or that or the other. So those are the things that I'm, you know, relearning and, you know, shifting towards getting in my head so that I can make those changes, so that they're a permanent change and not that yo-yo dieting, if you will, or yo-yo health cycle that I can find myself on.
Right. I want to... Go ahead.
No, I agree. The other thing is, I think the other piece to this is, and we love Kathleen's input because, and as well as our other customers, because one of the other things that we're going to offer this summer is an expanded location that has those things that can answer to that little sweet tooth, because we all get it. So to say, you know, no cupcake whatsoever ever again in life, that's so unrealistic. It's unreasonable and it's unrealistic. But what we can do is, on a general basis, we can sub out certain things. So, for instance, you trick the body. And when you trick the body, a lot of our customers will say, well, you know, I can't do without chicken. And they'll say that. And what I try to let them know is that, say you like buffalo wings. Your body's not really missing the wings part of it. What it's really missing is the sauce. So we're going to make a salad dressing that has buffalo wing sauce in it, but the healthy one, not the one with the, you know, the sodium benzoate and the sugar, because you have to watch these things. But a healthy one. We have a couple that we use. And what then happens, we make a vinaigrette out of it, and we make some mushrooms and saute some mushrooms and put it hot over our salad, and then put the buffalo wing sauce. And at the end of the day, voila, you've accounted for the buffalo wings in a much healthier
right.
way. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I have to say, I am one of those people where, you know, I love the smell of ribs. I don't eat ribs, but I love the smell of them, or wings. I love the smell of some things that I don't really eat much of, and I didn't realize that that is probably the signal, like, that you – I know when you get a chase for salt, people get potato chips. Well, you can put some salt on something else, you know. But your body,
right.
in a quantum physics kind of way, your body, every time it lacks something, it calls out for it in the taste of a food more than it does for, you know, any other reason, right? You think that it's that particular food, but it's really the salt. So,
right, that's correct.
You know.
So when you're craving that cupcake, one of the things I tell people quickly, always carry an orange with you. So when you're starting to really freak out and fiend, because I even do it myself. I'm the detox queen, and I'll pass by someone. I'm like, man, that smells good.
I was going to say.
My weakness is not so much sweets, but my weakness is bread. My weakness is fries. If you give me, like, and I don't mean like, you know, the fast food fries. I mean, like some good, like some really nice fries.
I'm going to have to hang out in Queens because, you know, meat and bread and fries. See, now I will eat. If you get some fresh bread around me, we're going to have some problems. But.
Oh, please.
Right.
I know.
No,
I
really. It's true. And I passed by, I passed by this place, I forget where it was in Brooklyn, and it was a fresh bakery. And I was like one of those dogs that, you know, my nose is up in the air like, where is that?
Where is that coming from?
What's going on? And I went in, and I literally had one little devil on my left shoulder, and I had the little angel on my other shoulder, and one would say, don't do it. Don't do it. And the other one was like, go ahead. You haven't had this in a while. Knock yourself out. You know, and at the end of the day, I guess what? I indulged. I said, you know something? And I explained to them. I said, I just need one piece. I just want to buy one slice of bread. That's all.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. And they understood.
They sold you one slice?
Yes, they sold me. The guy sold me one slice. He laughed because he understood it. And he said, you know, not a problem. And here's the thing. I didn't want the crust. I just wanted that warm middle. And I ate it. And in eating it, I definitely could have had more. But I just satisfied that and kept it moving. And that evening, I had some more neem, which, you know, cleaned me out and, you know, kind of helped to reset my system. And I kept it moving. But one of the things you can't do, you can't be in denial and you cannot deny yourself certain foods all the time. You have to cave in a little bit. If not, it creates too much stress. But what you cannot do is overindulge. You have to have discipline.
All right.
You know,
I want to don't binge. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to Off the Clock. We're here with Swami Gentilese, the owner of the Detox Bar in Queens. You can visit her, you know, online. They're online, Detox Bar. That's DETOXXBAR.com. If you want to send her some questions or comments or order some of the many great tonics that I saw listed, like the Brain Tonic. I don't know what that does, but I was going to ask. And I want to know what the testosterone buster is. For all the guys listening, don't get afraid at this part of the program. But I
it's a booster.
I'm going to have to ask it.
You want to kill those men. It's the testosterone booster.
Oh, okay. Because you know what? I just wanted to know that as long as it wasn't trying to take no testosterone out of us.
Okay.
See,
oh,
I need to know. All right,
that
so I got it wrong. See, I'm glad you're here today. All right, so the testosterone booster, I did get a question about this when I did post that you were coming on the show, and I had some questions about sleep tonics and asking, hey, you know what works best to help someone sleep? Because if you have stress, of course, you're going to try to bring down their stress levels first, but there are some people who have sleep problems, and they said, what is up with a sleep tonic? Like, what do you have? I know you have your own proprietary tonic, but how well does that work is what they asked. And I said, I don't know.
The thing is that our tonic is usually paired with our stress buster. So,
okay.
As I said before, one of the things we don't take the symptom at face value. We get to the root cause. So if someone is telling me that usually people who have sleep disorders, there's a stress element to it. The people who usually don't have necessarily a stress element are the ones that are suffering from night shift disorder, meaning that they work at night, and by the time they come home, it's daylight, and that's usually when the whole world starts its day, and the phone is ringing off the hook, the light is coming through, you know, the blinds, and it's not really conducive for sleep. So that's someone who may not have a stress component to the sleep disorder, but definitely there's, you know, it's almost like their clock is in reverse. So they would just get the sleep tonic. But someone who comes to me and says, you know, I can't sleep, and the first thing I would say is, you know, tell me about your stress. You know, what's going on? And then we get a couple of answers. We get work, always, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 90% of the problem. Sometimes we have familial issues, you know, family feuds, you know, marriage not going right.
Wait, so do you have a couch there? Because, you know,
listen,
when
you
I
do
said
a lot.
That, I was going to say, you do a lot. That's I had a news story this week about a scientist from the University of Michigan found that stress was caused by bad relationships and it raises your blood pressure. And I'm thinking, who didn't know that? But some people don't know that their stress levels are raised because they're in bad relationships. So you don't break people up to help them, do you?
No, we don't. No, but what we tend to do is we tend to allow people to understand their dynamic. So
right.
It is not my job or my place to say to anyone, oh, you need to leave this person or this is too toxic. And
I'm just joking about that.
Oh, okay,
I was just
good.
Joking. You didn't have to explain that, no.
No, but if
they have to come to you for that kind of therapy, your tonic should be a whole lot more money. That's all I want to say.
Well, they do.
Surprise,
though. But, right, that's what I'm saying. They do. And I had a marriage counseling just last week where two of our clients came in and, you know, the gentleman could not sleep. And the reason why he couldn't sleep is because he felt that, you know, the communication with his wife was so dysfunctional that it was causing him sleepless nights. And we had to do some role playing. But, you know, this is the type of work that we do here. There's really almost, there's no cap to it. And,
right.
You know, we don't put a limit on it because at the end of the day, health is health, and sometimes an intervention is what's necessary. You know,
right.
But...
But a lot of people, it takes them a while to get to any type of holistic medicine. I think it has a stigma. Who was it? Dr. Oz just recently was, I think, the university. I think he's at Columbia, maybe, Med. And he's on faculty, and they wanted, some of the physicians wanted him off out of the university just because during his show, he normally talks about how to get yourself off of medicine. How do you get yourself out of big pharmacy? And people have really bad problems with that. But there's a lot of things that's going on. And I don't want to go into this. By the way, I'll just say the story about, you know, the Georgia governor legalizing medical marijuana. Like, there's this case of a guy in the UK who had I guess he was diagnosed with colon cancer, underwent chemo, radiation, had surgery. He was terminal. They gave him 18 months to live, and then he went as a last resort and bought cannabis oil, and he's been cancer-free since January.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and people are finding alternative, and I don't like to call them alternative medicine. I think that we kind of probably need to use more things that are natural to us than pharmaceutical. So I'm with you, and I actually understand that. But, you know, I want to make sure that when we say alternative, we don't mean it like – that stuff works and this one doesn't. We're just saying there's a way that to make your body function the way it's supposed to. So that's
right.
Using
a more naturopathic, protocol. But the problem that, and I know what you're talking about as far as it was, there were 10 professors, one of them coming out of Stanford, who called for Dr. Oz, who is on faculty at Columbia. And actually, he's the vice chair of the cardiac and thoracic department. And they called for his resignation and or his removal because they felt that he was peddling, is what the word they use, peddling these so-called alternative options to very mainstream health issues. And the problem with that is, first of all, I think there's a certain amount of hating that went on with that letter.
I think it's a lot of hating. That's the main thing.
Right, because they realize that Dr. Oz right now, they could be in practice for 200 more years and they won't make Dr. Oz's money, what he's made off of
right.
the television show. You know,
I think
they're a little teed off about that because at the end of the day, they have no problems with someone aligning themselves with Big Pharma and getting kickbacks from, you know,
recommended medicine. Right, they're all offered that, and I think a part of that is the Big Pharmacy just pretty much lobbying those guys to get rid of Dr. Oz.
That's
right, they're
correct.
Trying to take his credibility away.
That's correct. And at the end of the day, you know, the other piece is, and I tell people all the time, because Dr. Oz says so, that doesn't mean that you're not going to jump from the frying pan into the fire. So because Dr. Oz says so, that doesn't mean that now it's gospel. What I always encourage people to do is do some research. And I encourage that with me, too. I like when my customers come in, and that's one of the reasons why. Miss Kathleen knows. We have a tablet there, and people can do research. We research medications. We research side effects. We had a young lady the other day who came in, and she said, you know, I think something's wrong with my stomach. And I said, what's wrong with it? And she said, you know, I'm having, like, this distension, and there's a lot of pain. And lo and behold, she was on one of her, the blood pressure medication and the cholesterol medication, both together gave her a bloatedness and a distension that was the root cause. That was the side effect. So there was nothing wrong with her. This is the manifestation of the actual medication, you know, which is, you know, that's just the way it goes. The unfortunate part is, when people come in and they want a quick fix, and that's what I don't want. I don't want customers or clients to go from one quick fix to another, because that's not how the natural world works. And usually what happens, if it took you so long to break it, it's going to take a little while to fix it back up. And we get great results, and usually our results are a bit quick, I have to say that. But it's not to say that, you know, now that we've got your blood pressure down, it's time to go eat a whole slab of ribs. We still need you to, you know, incorporate a lifestyle which is going to support this new health that you have, you know. Right. And we need people to be educated, not only on their meds, but they need to be educated with the foods they eat. I mean, there's a couple of people... one of the things you can't have high fructose corn syrup. And they were amazed that high fructose corn syrup was in Pepsi, that it was in ketchup, that it was in iced tea, that it was in pretty much everything. And
well, you said not high fructose corn syrup, and what was their problem?
High fructose corn syrup is responsible for a lot of inflammation because it's a way that...
Oh, okay, inflammation, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons why they sit there and you have these, you know, these supposed channel, you know, these various local shows that will say, you know, obesity in America, has it gotten out of control? Well, yeah, it's gotten out of control because at the end of the day, we've allowed every company to put high fructose corn syrup in whatever they want. And high fructose corn syrup is responsible for inflammation. So it's swelling up the body. That's why you find people walking around, and not only do they have a ton of weight on, but they're also very swollen. They're, you know, they're puffed out. And the minute, one of the things that happens when they go on our detox and they eliminate this food, within a week and a half, 10 days to about 2 weeks, they start to lose an incredible amount of inches, especially if they partake in a lot of junk food and processed food, because now the body does not have that high fructose corn syrup as a vehicle of inflammation.
Now do you have any kind of... Oh, I'm sorry, Kathleen. Go ahead. I didn't know if Kathleen wanted to jump in.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything. I'll jump in a minute, though, because I wanted to share something. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I don't know, is there any kind of, like... you know, withdrawal that you have from something like a high fructose corn syrup? I know if it's sugar specific that people feel a little angst or something like that. And we know what dairy does as well. I know there's been a lot of studies in, you know, childhood, you know, ear infections and a lot of that stuff is dairy induced. But with high fructose corn syrup in particular, do you know if there's any kind of I don't know if there's anything that's going to hit you after fact, like headaches or
yes,
you know,
definitely.
Some kind of ailments.
You hit all of them on the head. So the first 3 days of the detox and, you know, being strict, none. So that means, you know, no cheating. You know, people who come in and they're, you know, feeling good. How you feel? Oh, I'm feeling good. I know they cheated. I know they haven't.
That's how you can tell, huh?
Turkey. Right. I know they haven't gone cold turkey. So once you go cold turkey and you really are not on any sugars, any processed foods, you're not doing any starches, what happens is the body starts to go through a withdrawal process. You usually get a headache on day two or day three. By day four, probably day four, you still feel a little lingering headache. Between day four and day five, you usually have something called a healing crisis, which is you tend to feel a little lightheaded, almost like you're going to faint. And then you drink some water. The remedy to that is you drink some water and then you rush to the bathroom, because within minutes you're going to purge yourself and your bowels are going to be terrible. They're going to be dark and stink and, you know, just a lot of the stuff that was holding on, that was being held in the body gets released.
Yeah.
And then, right, and then day five.
I was holding off.
And day five, day six, you usually start getting, you start getting your energy back. But it doesn't mean that you're out of the woods, because the body starts to really repair itself after day 10 on a detox or a fast. So what then happens is that even though you've had that preliminary reaction, you're still not out of the woods yet, and you still have a bit of a ways to go. But the good thing is that you've unloaded all of that, and now your next set of detoxes can actually start working on a cleaner canvas than what you just dumped on day four, which is a good look.
Okay, and day four was the horror story that I really didn't need. But I just want to remind everyone, you have about 10 minutes left before you call in. Everyone on the line, if you want to hit one to ask a question, I know AIM already got your question in. And, of course, you answered some questions, so the questions that I had don't apply. But we'll keep you abreast. Before we do that, matter of fact, let's bring in Amy in, from Atlanta, and let her ask a new question since I've already got her last one. Hey, AIM, how you doing?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing well, thank you.
Hi.
I do have a question. I'm curious to know what kind of background or experiences those who are creating these tonics have. It sounds pretty fascinating. I just wonder how someone comes to have such a wellspring of knowledge, both in ingredient and quantity of ingredient that you put in to make them effective.
Okay, great. I'm actually a botanist, and I'm out of Columbia University.
Wow.
So my degree is actually horticulture and agriculture. But in actuality, what I study is botany. So I study herbs. I can tell you about land and aeration of land, quality of land, but that doesn't really interest me. What interests me are herbs,
right,
and its application, and that's what I specialized in.
Right. Thank you. I think that's a great application.
Man, and
go ahead, Anthony, I'm
thinking that we could have had questions about GMOs and a bunch of other stuff, but we're not going to go there since we don't have that much time.
Anything.
I know, Kathleen, you wanted to get in there.
Anything.
Go ahead, Kathleen.
You know, one of the things that I think, one of the many things that is so amazing about Miss Swami is when, and, you know, the detox bar, is when I go down there, usually, you know, and probably right now, too, right, because it's Friday evening. It's like a party in there. First of all, I know this doesn't have a whole lot to do with the detox itself, the product, but Swami has the best playlist in the free world.
Oh, you know.
So when
you
go in there,
I would expect nothing less. Yes.
Okay. Everybody's right, Swami. Everybody's like, "What? Now, where'd you get that? Can I get a copy of it?" Everybody's trying to get a copy of the playlist, right?
Right.
So,
right.
That's one thing. So people come in. Our
playlist is legendary. I have to admit that. That's
legendary.
Legendary.
I just want to say, I just want to say, studying agriculture does not mean that you lose your flavor, apparently.
Okay.
Just crossboard.
That means you are one with the earth, and I mean earth, wind, and fire, okay?
Oh, no.
That's it.
You know,
we're very balanced here.
Well, that's cool. And you know, go ahead.
I have another question. I know we're running out of time, so I'll cut it short.
No, you're good, Amy.
Do you have something, one of your busters or boosters or detoxes for anxiety and depression?
No, we do. But the other thing is that we don't, especially when we're talking about anxiety and we start talking about depression, which is a more entrenched, stress-induced situation, for lack of a better word, we never negate therapy because it's very important. So
right. No,
I never say, okay, take this. This is a feel-good pill, and all will be well. Because there's a reason why you're depressed. There's a reason why you're anxious. And our tonic will help to, bring you down and help you not feel overwhelmed with that, with the stress. However, we do need to talk it out, and it is very important. I do, my background, one of the degrees is I am an avid believer in psychotherapy, not in its entirety, but as a hybrid. But I do believe that what happened earlier in your life is a big predeterminer for a lot of the stresses, the decision-making, the anxiety that you feel later on in life, and therefore we need to flesh this thing out. And no bottle of any herb, no matter how great the detox bar is going to replace, you know, really good quality therapy. But I will tell you, I have had people who have come to me, and when they tell me the stuff that their therapists tell them, I realize that the therapist is part of the problem too. So we are in the process of kind of getting a battery, kind of like a cartel, if you will, of, you know, practitioners that will, do things, will help our community on multiple levels. And really help us to achieve healing.
Okay, Kathleen's back. She dropped while we were talking. So go ahead, Kathleen.
Yeah, I got so excited, and I don't know why the call dropped. Maybe the energy over here. But anyway, the other thing that I wanted to share besides the legendary playlist is that when you go in on a Friday, any evening, you know, when Swami is there, there is a gathering of people around her. She's doing consultations with folks right there. And then there's a gathering of people around her, and oftentimes she will just start to educate all of us that are in there. And I'm talking crowded, you know, crowded, lots of people in the place, and we're all hanging on to every word to get more information about how we can better take care of our bodies and our spirits and our minds. So
wow, thank you. That's very nice of you.
It's amazing. Not that just I love you and I'm down there all the time, but I'm like getting like mad knowledge when I'm in there.
It sounds like it's so much of a party that you need to do a webcast. But before I get to that part, we are.
We're going to have to do it because sometimes when you have a business and you're working hard at it, and you know something? I'm going to give a shout-out to my staff. My staff is amazing. When I say amazing, amazing. I would be, the detox bar would be nowhere where it is right now. It's not really about me. It's about my staff, and they are the ones that have really maintained this place. When I'm doing consultations, when I'm away, when I'm doing research, and they hold it down, and they can do their own consultations. So really, you know, big shout-out to my staff, Mr. Paul, Mr. Junior, Miss Rosemarie and Miss Esther and Mr. Leonard, you know, really holding it down and keeping this place grounded. And, you know, when I'm not there, really making our customers feel like the VIPs that they are. So it's, you know, it's really a blessing to work with them and to be able to share this, you know, this destiny with them, because we do good work, and sometimes you really don't see the type of work that you do because you're constantly doing it, and then when you come up for air, you're like, wait a second, we're getting this done.
It gives you
the confidence, and it also gives you the energy to keep plugging away and to keep you know, that wherewithal, because sometimes you get tired. You know, I see anywhere from, especially on a Friday and a Saturday, I've been here so far since 5 o'clock, and I've already consulted with 18 people. So it's a lot in one night.
Yep. Now, I know we're running right at the top of the hour, and I just want to tell you, your spokesman, Kathleen, swears by you. She's not just a customer.
Oh, thank you.
No.
We swear by her, too. She's
and,
fantastic.
Amy, you know, yeah, if you have another quick question that you want to get out, I know we're about to get out of here, and you just come on, so if you have another question.
No, nothing. I do quick, but I appreciate all the information that was given already.
Okay, you don't have to be quick. Don't make me rush you. I'm sorry, that was just me. You can ask anything you like. We are people.
And
if I had some background music from her spot, you know, I would really have to play that in the background. My playlist ain't that great.
Oh, I got to go import some stuff for you.
Cool. All right. Now, can I give out your email address, Swami?
Of course you can. Uh-huh. It's actually, our website is the Detox Bar. com, so it's DETOXXBAR.com, and my email address is detoxbar1@gmail.com. So it's DETOXXBAR1@gmail.com.
All right, so if you get a chance, you want to check out Detox Bar, you have some more questions, you want to find the, the testosterone booster. Not the buster.
Correct.
The booster is there.
Okay.
And hair tonic, brain tonic, sleep tonic, all of those things. You can check out Kwame.
Can I just throw in something real quick? We have a phenomenal shampoo that actually helps to regrow the hair, especially if your hair has broken off because of stress or the wearing of wigs or weaves, and you've lost a lot of your sides or your middle. We have a wonderful spray and a shampoo, and it's jojoba-based along with high concentrations of biotin. So we look forward to hearing from our customers about their inquiry about that product line.
Now, I am so glad you mentioned that. I had that question, and I forgot it, and I know I'm going to get killed next week when I get an email saying, how come you didn't ask that question? I am so glad you answered that. Can you read minds at the Detox Bar? Because I just got
I sure can.
All right. Well,
the last thing I want to jump in there is that not only that, you don't have to need a detox or want a detox to go down there. So the bomb juices and other drinks that Swami has created herself, like Mango Madness, the Swami Special, Tropical Paradise. I mean, listen, what is it, the pink? I don't even remember what the pink one is because I can't drink that one.
It's the pink fantasy, but
jealous.
You got to come down tonight because I just made the Brazilian rainforest today. It is divine. We've already sold 10.
Amy, we won't get mad at them for trying to show off because we're not there to have no taste of the mango in all that good stuff.
We're from New York. That's what we do.
That's just wrong. All right.
If anybody's looking
for
me, you know where I'm at on the weekend.
She's at the Detox Bar. All right. So I want to thank you for joining in. Thanks for listening. We will have you back. Please come back, Swami. We need to.
You're family now, and I can't wait for you to come up to New York, and we're going to show you a real good detox time. Thank you.
You know, Hey, you don't even have to have no bread or anything yet. That's all you have to have.
I'm gonna get you off that Pepsi.
Hey, well, I'm not. You know what? I can change anything about myself that I want, so I don't have to have anything. So I'm very disciplined with that. So I don't have a Pepsi problem, but I can make one up just to come down to get some mango.
okay.
All right. But I want to say thank you to everyone in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out with Amy and Kathleen and, of course, our special guest, Swami. Thank you for coming in and hanging out.
Thank you.
All right.
Good
night,
everybody.
We'll see you again next
time. I'll be over in a few. All right. No problem. See you then.
She's just bragging, Amy.
Thank you.
That's all. All right. See you next week.